every year, Americans spend over $30 billion a year on pizza pies. $30 billion.
And that's just in the state of New York.
That's just in my house.
Right.
When most of us have takeout or go to a pizzeria. Hello, Peter at BHOP. It's me, veggie with extra tomatoes.
But here and now, resident chef Kathy Gunn says, why go out and get it when you can make your own and you can do a really great job of it? Kathy, great to have you back with us.
Great to be here. I know a lot of people are already shaking their heads like,
I can't do this.
Yeah, I can't do this. And why should I? Pizza's so improved in the United States. I mean, there's so much good pizza to be had.
But it still feels like you have to toss it in the air and then catch it and swirl it around and
exactly.
not burn it.
And wear a red and white checked apron, right?
Yeah.
Grow a mustache. Well, you know what? You don't. The truth is, you don't even have to make your own dough if you don't want to. So let's go to like the easy, as in E-Z, way to do this. Go to a pizza parlor. You can still call it that, right?
Right.
And
yep.
say, hey, do you guys? Could you guys sell me a few extra balls of dough?
They
make
do?
Way too much. And they'll sell it to you
really
for like
cheap.
Nothing, a buck or two. But I have found in local grocery stores, there are all kinds of small companies that have popped up making pizza dough,
mm-hmm.
but local to your community. So I would urge people, if you're going to buy dough, don't get the frozen stuff. Don't get the stuff that's made from a corporation. Look for a locally made pizza dough in your supermarket or ask for it.
Okay.
But better yet, honest, I don't lie to you people, do I?
No.
No.
Barely.
Thank you for admitting that. Barely, she says. You can make your own in 15 minutes. You can let it sit for 30 minutes and then you can use it. But if you have the time, spend 15 minutes, put it in your refrigerator, and the next day you will have this beautiful, yeasty, bubbly, wonderful, wonderful dough.
Okay, I know you're going to have the recipes and everything as you always do, and you will crash the web at hearandnow.org.
In fact, we have a recipe for a quickie dough, and then we have a recipe for a dough that wants to sit overnight.
Okay.
And
that
what about
sounds, wait, that sounds like a dating service.
A quickie dough. Swipe to the right.
Oh, my God.
He wants to stay overnight. Anyway.
What about sauce, Kathy?
I don't think we should talk about it anymore.
Yeah, maybe not.
Okay, the most important thing about sauce and toppings is not to overdo it. You know how a lot of pizzas are just soggy messes?
Yeah.
It's because people got overzealous. They put, you know, 2 cups of tomato sauce on and 5 pounds of cheese. You want to, if you've been to Italy and you see the gorgeous, gorgeous pizzas, you'll see they use very high quality ingredients for their sauces and toppings, but they don't overdo it. Mm. It's not like, hey, let's put everything on this slab of beautiful yeasty dough.
Mm.
You very lightly coat it with olive oil and then tomato sauce if you want, or you don't even need tomato sauce. And your toppings should be really prime, but not huge. So, of course, I've made you 3 different pizzas. You want to talk about them?
It's like having kids. Everybody has a different. So I have, first of all, I think I've got the...
I know, I have to make 2 different plates. We got the vegetarian. We got the meat lover. We got the spicy lover.
So I have the tomato with grilled artichoke and olive.
Exactly.
I couldn't wait. It is astonishing.
Oh,
and,
good.
And I want to, before we go into the other kinds, I just want to ask, backing up to baking the dough.
Yes.
So how do you get it so that as you have with this
right?
one.
Yes, right? It's puffed.
It's puffed, but also crispy.
Yes, and it's golden brown. So I invested in a pizza stone. About $30. Go online. You'll find them from like $15 up to $80. A pizza stone will transform a regular kitchen oven, not into a wood-fired oven or not into a professional pizza, but it'll get you close. And you want to heat that pizza stone for a good 30 to 45 minutes before you put your first pizza in. So you put it into the cold oven. I put the oven to 500 degrees. Mm. The cruddy oven here in the studios was 550. I couldn't believe it. That's really all you need. You need this pizza stone. Then you want something called a pizza peel, which is just like a giant spatula to help you transfer it. The other trick I found is you roll it out. I put it on a piece of parchment paper, put the toppings on, and then I just put the whole piece of parchment paper on top of the hot stone, and I don't have to worry about messing it up and transferring it. It works.
Kathy, we're not going through this 6-minute segment without eating these pizzas in
front
of us, so could you please get to
try
this
to focus, Jeremy. Okay, so we have the vegetarian one with the grilled artichokes and the olives, and you'll notice there's an arugula salad on top that adds a fresh, bright crunch. It's like another flavor element. Then you have a spinach, ricotta, and spicy Italian pizza. Mm-hmm. Robin, yours does not have sausage on it. It is like having kids. Picky eaters. Jeremy, yours has locally sourced Italian sausage. And then
delicious.
The third one is tomato sauce, a fennel flavored salami, fresh basil, and white anchovies with a little bit of arugula there. Mm-hmm. I'm layering flavors and textures.
Yeah, I've never been a big anchovy on pizza person, but this is really delicious. Maybe it's the white anchovies.
They're a lot milder. They're not quite as salty. You should just have fun. Have a pizza party. Make the dough. Invite some people over, kids, adults.
Real quick, what's the trick for puffy or thin? Is it just rolling it out?
Completely a matter of taste, you know?
But I mean, how do you do it?
I don't roll it. I do it by hand. And you'll see in the recipe, you just gently stretch it.
Okay.
Here and now, resident chef Kathy Gunst with the pizza. And we've got it all at our website, hereandnow.org. You can take a look at the pictures. You can find the recipes. You can get some tips, hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you.
Great to be here.
As always.